holy.
8:12 in the morning, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94.0, Jamie, Amy Kay. So, have you ever heard of mirror crying before?
No.
Mm-mm.
So, you understand the concept in general of crying, maybe making you feel good. You just get, you know, that release of emotion makes you feel good after you have a good cry.
Yeah.
Maybe intentionally listen to a sad song or watch a sad movie to cry. Well, now people are saying that if you want an even more beneficial cry, where like afterwards you walk away from it, feel really good, they say watch yourself in the mirror. Because seeing yourself so sad and seeing yourself so emotional is even going to make you more sad and emotional. So if you are one that enjoys a good cry, that's going to make you feel even better in the end. Because you felt so worse.
Have you ever caught your reflection while you're crying? This is true.
I got to imagine you're going to look hideous. I don't think I'd want to see that.
And that's, I think, why you cry more.
Do you think that you look hideous?
You make the mistake. You look in the mirror and you see how sad you are. And then you just, the waterworks come even more.
Well, everybody's got like an ugly cry face. That's not going to make you, well, I mean, I guess I can see why it would make you feel worse, but I don't know why you'd want to feel even worse and see yourself so ugly, too.
Well, maybe you just get, like, that, like, raw emotion, and you just know how much you're hurting, and then it's almost like another person there staring back at you, and you guys are hurting together.
So you don't feel so alone.
Yeah.
So in this age of social distancing, at least you have your own reflection to cry with.
Wow, that is depressing.
Man, way to start the new year on such a positive. That makes me feel real good. So would you consider mirror crying the next time you have a good cry?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I think I want to try it.
Let's watch a sad movie and go look in the mirror.
A sad movie and look in the mirror? You could do that.
Maybe what the... Well, I'm good. I don't need to cry whatsoever, let alone look at myself. But maybe what you, the two of you want to do is try the mirror crying together. And you sit and you watch your sad movie or you have whatever conversation makes you upset. And you could just sort of hold each other while you stare at your reflections, also crying.
When you said mirror cry, that's what I thought you were going to say. Like, if I saw Jamie crying, I would cry too. And we just both cry and look at each other in the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, we're mirroring each other.
Yeah, I suppose you could also do that, yeah.
Also very emotional. And I don't know what it is, but there's something about when someone's, like, really heavy crying and, like, you know, the snot gets involved.
Yeah.
That also is a trigger for me emotionally.
Other people crying?
With snot coming out, yeah.
You know, it makes
like
me
that,
feel things.
Like that really hard cry.
Not sad, though. It just makes me feel gross because I don't want to be anywhere near their snot dripping out of their face.
I'm kind of like the same way with throw up. If I see someone throw up, then I throw up.
Yeah.
So you see somebody cry, you're going to cry?
I know. I don't get it with the crying.
Maybe you just get it with vomiting.
Yeah.
It could happen if you cry really hard.
I guess if I see enough people vomiting, I might cry.
That's true, too.
But mirror crying, if you want a good emotional release, you're supposed to watch your own reflection. I think it would be, I'd get distracted just by how ridiculous I look, probably.
No, you would cry more.
That's the theory. I don't know if it would work on me.
I bet it would. We should try that.
How are we going to get him to cry?
We need to get a mirror.
Yeah.
Just a mirror will make him cry?
I'll tell you a sad
story. Look at your reflection.
My reflection. So, you know, sometimes I get out of the shower and I take a look at the mirror and I do want to weep a little. So I guess in that respect, I get it. The almost impossible question of the day with Amy Kay in a hot second.